You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about Google and how their Gemini platform is going to be their focus for the year 2025. It's really, you know, I use Gemini a lot more than I did even 6 months ago. And so I'm excited to see, you know, where they take this. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So if you've ever wanted to grow and scale your business using AI tools, you didn't know where to start, the place to start is the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, Jamie and I release different videos, exclusive, that I don't share anywhere else. We share exact numbers of how much money we're making, our different strategies, and all of that we post into this school community. So you'll get exclusive videos every single week. This week in our classroom, in our AI marketing section, we did a whole deep dive on how I was able to leverage LinkedIn this year to help our a $500,000 round of funding for my AI startup, how I was able to hit 10,000 followers on LinkedIn and get 1.3 million impressions, all of the different perks and benefits and strategies and AI tools and tips I use to do that are in this video. So that's a really cool one. But every single week we come out with those. So we've done one on Pinterest. We've done one on Quora. Those are all in the AI marketing section. We also talk about ways that we've made money with different AI side hustles, AI music, how I make thousands of dollars every month passively without doing anything from music that I've posted. Jamie just said he got his year-end close for Amazon influencers side hustle, where he made over $20,000 this year doing. So there's tons of different things. We post tons of videos in here. We would love to have you as a member of the community. If 2025 is your year, we are doing a promotion. A couple of weeks ago, it was $100 a month to get in the AI Hustle School community. This week, it is $19 a month. This is our New Year's discount, our New Year's special to start 2025 out right, growing and scaling your business and making money online. Come join the AI Hustle School community. We would love to have you here. All right, Jamie, tell us about what is going on over at Google.
Yeah, so they recently had their December strategy meeting, and they talked about how in 2025, they are considering Gemini, which is their AI software, to be a critical investment for them. And I would tend to agree, because as we've talked about on this podcast before, Google search is becoming less and less trustworthy and less used over time due to ads and just cluttering, I should say, of information. And now people are going to other search engines such as Reddit or Perplexity, things like that, to get their reliable information with sources. I think Google has some catch up to play. And you know, their Gemini is actually a pretty good AI software, and I think they have potential to catch up and to come out as the leader. But they definitely have some work to do. So, Jaden, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think that this is a really pivotal year. Like they were saying, if you go and like read this whole thing, pretty much the CNBC, they got like an audio file recording from this like special Google meeting where they're, you know, Sundar Pichai was like talking to the employees and essentially telling them that they need to gear up for 2025. The stakes are high. He literally said the stakes are high. This is, you know, an executive meeting. This is really important. And I tend to believe him. I think that if Google fumbles the ball this time around in 2025 on AI, they're going to be in big, big trouble. And so I think this really is super, super important. he talks a little bit about in this whole meeting. He says, I think 2025 will be critical. I think it's really important we internalize the urgency of this moment. We need to move faster as a company. The stakes are high. So something that I picked out here is like him saying faster. A lot of people, well, Google's been criticized a lot for, I guess, their speed of what they rolled out. But a lot of people recently have been like, look, Google shipped a whole bunch of stuff at the end of the year. They said they're working on video. They're working on all this cool stuff. Like Google is moving again. They're shipping. He is saying they're not moving fast enough. They need to move faster. And I tend to agree because they're seeing, you know, big companies like ChatGPT with ChatGPT search. They're seeing Perplexity come in. And honestly, when I want to ask questions, I'm asking ChatGPT so many questions now. A lot of people I know are using Perplexity to ask questions. And Google is definitely feeling the heat and definitely losing out. So I think that they really got to step up their game to make sure that they are not going to essentially get replaced. I think Sundar Pichai knows that. He said kind of in this whole thing that like they have some strong momentum, but he said, quote, we have some work to do in 2025 to close the gap and establish a leadership position there as well. So he's pretty much admitting we don't have a leadership position. We need to have one. He said scaling Gemini on the consumer side will be our biggest focus next year. As a huge company, like think about Google. They have YouTube. They have Gmail. They have all of these apps with billions of users. And their number one focus next year of the entire company is going to be scaling Gemini. So I do think this is quite a big moment. This is kind of the five alarm for Google. They're pulling and saying, we have to nail this or we're in trouble.
Yeah. So a few interesting things. One, I saw that they're going to hopefully push this Gemini app, which I don't have the Gemini app. Do you, Jaden, have it on your phone?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. But supposedly it's, they're going to try to grow the user base of the Gemini app, which I think is a smart play. They really do have some good potential. They must have a pretty good team over there because one of their AI tools I think is absolutely amazing is Notebook LM. It's a way to basically upload any document or post a link to any video, anything online, and it will come up with, it'll actually generate a conversation between two AIs, like a podcast, an AI generated podcast, essentially, of two people talking about that topic. And it's really, really impressive. You know, the voices have a lot of inflections and they say, and it sounds very conversational. So they really, I think they have a good team over there. They just need to kind of figure out maybe a marketing strategy or just how to package it all together to make a great user experience. And I think they, like I said before, I still think they could come out on top if they nail that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that Google has the potential because they have the distribution. And I actually think one of the winning things that Google is doing right now is their new Google Pixel phone. And they have a whole bunch of really kind of cool AI stuff that they've built into this new Pixel device. It has, you know, it's the Pixel 9 Pro. It has Gemini built in. It does a bunch of cool things. And one of the cool things that it can do is you can essentially ask it questions and it searches all of the content on your phone to try to answer all of those questions. So you could, for example, say like, what time is my flight coming in? And it's going to go search through all your emails and get for you like your code or your flight confirmation code or whatever that you might need, which personally is always so hard for me to find. So they could do that. They can do a lot of like the funny things like generating images or graphics or different things. They're trying to definitely make it more searchable so you can like use it for search. But I do think that because they have distribution, because they have hardware, those are some of the things that are kind of winning strategies for Google. And if they really lean into them, that can help them grow their user base for Gemini. Because other than that, like there's a lot of people I think are kind of in their habit of using ChatGPT. They have the habit of using Anthropic's Claude. And so if they really want to stand out as something where people are going to use their LLM, I think they got to really leverage their current distribution, whether that's Google search or something else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also am trying to remember a few weeks ago, I think they got a little slap on the wrist for something with Google Chrome having a monopoly, I guess you could say, on search engines. And so they were divested or something like that. So I feel like maybe they're getting some pushback and they're trying to figure out how to implement it on, you know, everyone's device. I personally would love a Gemini, search instead of a Chrome search or something like that. I don't know. It'll be, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch that they can do. I think they'll be focusing on it. You'll probably start seeing them push, yeah, perhaps like a Gemini search. Because I agree with you. I tend to think that, like, if I was going to say, you know, what is the best time to go to Italy? I feel like you get great results on some of these like AI models. And sometimes like the actual Google results aren't great. So I think pushing those and helping grow the distribution that they currently have is good, but they definitely need people on their like gemini.google.com. Like they need people on just the tool. And they're going to try to integrate it into Gmail. They're going to try to integrate it into, you know, into Google Docs and into their phone and all that kind of stuff. But I think they need people actually using their core product, and that's what they're focusing on. It's the direct to consumer that they need to have them build the habit of using. This seems like Anthropic's Claude sort of cracked that. ChatGPT obviously cracked that. So it'll definitely be interesting to see if they're able to achieve that in 2025.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. If you got any value out of this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. And also be sure to check out our school community and join this awesome community of people making money with AI and growing their businesses. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.